right here at Novant as an exercise physiologist. And I've been involved with NCCRA since 2013. Y'all remember Scott Wright? He came to Campbell University and told me about NCCRA. And I was invited to the first symposium. And I came and I was the only student there. I had no idea what I was doing. Some of y'all may have remembered that. But anyways, I got involved with NCCRA and I'm loving it. I'm loving the network that I'm doing. And now I'm involved on the membership committee. So I've done that for the past 3 years and we've done some really exciting things. So Hannah worked with me on the membership committee and she wanted me to come up here and just kind of share with you guys what we've done the past few years and what we're planning to do. Right now we currently have 8 people serving on the committee and this is something that people just volunteer to do. So if you want to get involved with us, just reach out to me, let me know. But we can definitely use you. We have a good group of people that love sharing ideas and ways to forward the organization. 3 years ago when I first got started with the membership committee, we sat down and discussed, hey, we should probably send out a survey to the members to see what they value about their membership. What's working with NCCRA, what's not, what do they think about the symposium, what are some things we can work on? And we got a lot of good feedback from the survey. We sat down and reviewed it. We presented it to the board of directors. And the two biggest things that we got back from the survey was that people wanted more communication and more transparency. So we've really worked on that and we're still continuing to work on that. Right now we have a website, nccraonline.org. And that's a really good tool to use that we don't quite as often as we probably should. But like Mike was saying, if we check it weekly, there's always something new. Stacy Greenway's posting on it. Anytime Mike has a letter from the president or any upcoming events, those get posted on the website. Any articles that AACBPR puts out, we post those on the website. If you're curious about job postings, internship opportunities, if you want to know what committees there are within NCCRA, anything like that, it's all on the website. So definitely make sure you use that tool. It's a great tool that we have. Another one that we have really revamped is the Facebook page. We are on Facebook and we do post on it quite frequently. We have one of our members from the committee who posts on it, and then we have Stacy Greenway who posts on it frequently. We do some discussion topics, we post some articles that AACBPR we found through them, a bunch of different things. One new thing that we started is the showcase, and some of you guys may have seen that if you are on Facebook, but another thing we heard back from the members is that we want to be able to learn more about what other programs are doing, kind of put a face to the program, and kind of get a feel about what other people throughout the state are doing. So we developed this idea of the showcase, and I think we've had 4 showcases that have gone so far. But it's just a quick little video of you talking about your program, showing your program off, saying things that you're doing that you love. Mike did one, and he was talking about all the times they dress up, and fun different things. So it doesn't have to be formal, just a little showcase of your program. And hopefully the idea is when we're posting it on Facebook that we're getting some discussion started. So, you know, hey, I noticed you're doing this in your program. How is it working? And to get us all kind of communicating a little bit more throughout the year, not just at the regional meetings and the symposium. So keep an eye out for that and definitely get on Facebook if you're not with NCCRA. Another thing I'm really proud of the membership committee for doing is we've increased student involvement tremendously. We have some students here. Like I said, when I first came, I think I was the first student or the only student at that symposium. And we've really tried to reach out. Candace and I, a few years ago, sent emails out, letters out, went and visited different universities and talked about NCCRA and the importance of networking, especially as a student. And we've had a lot more students at the symposium. I'm really proud. Last year we had quite a few. We also have students presenting their research at the symposium, and that's something the board of directors approved. If you know of a student who's currently in your program, maybe as an intern, who wants to get involved in cardiac rehab, definitely invite them to the symposium. If they're working on research, if they present their research, then we waive their fees, so they get to come for free. And the more students we can get, you know, maybe we can get them in a hotel together and cut that cost as well. So I love that we have more students involved, and it's really awesome. Another thing we're working on is a master email list. So instead of, I think right now the VPs kind of have a list, and then we have those who've registered online, but there's not a master email list. This year, Stacy and Mike have talked about all the registration for the symposium will be done online. So that way we will have a master email list. So whenever you register, you'll have to put in your email and we'll have a list going. So hopefully we can have a little bit better communication. It seems like some people get emails and other people don't. So we heard that back from the survey, and we're going to work on that for you guys as well. Another thing we're working on is a confirmation letter. So whenever you do register for the symposium or you do join as a member, the membership committee is going to put together a letter that we will send you, and it'll say, hey, you know, thanks for joining, or we look forward to having you as a member. These are the benefits of membership. These are the regional meetings. These are the ways you can get involved, the different committees, things like that, so you know how you can get connected and you know what you need to look forward to for being a member. And the last thing that we're working on is some fun ideas for the symposium. Hannah and I put together an Instagram challenge a couple years ago, and not too many people did it, so we're rethinking that. But we're gonna have a photo booth this year at the symposium. So definitely go by the photo booth, take a picture, post it to our Facebook page. We love seeing that stuff. And if you were at AACVPR this past year, they had a vendor passport, which was kind of a cool idea. Essentially, it's just a card that you'll get, and it has all the vendors listed. So you'll go visit each vendor, get them to stamp your card or hole punch it, whatever the case may be. As soon as you visited each vendor, we'll turn it into the box and we'll have a drawing. So that way we can get more people going to the vendors and have some cool prizes for you guys. And then we will also have a Get Involved table at the symposium this year. Last year we had a Student Connections table that we put together. This year we're just going to kind of broaden it. So get involved. Again, we'll have job opportunities, internship opportunities, a place for you to drop off your card or info if you want to get involved in the committee. And we'll have all of that listed for you guys. I just wanted to come up here and say what we've been doing. We're doing some really fun things. And like I said, if you want to get involved with NCCRA, or if you're not sure where to start, this is a really cool place to get involved with. We have a lot of cool ideas rolling, and we love it. So thank you for your attention.